Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
the Big Boy.
Steve, we got a lot of little tidbits to get to through the two segments today, so let's jump right into it, shall we? I want to start with the Senators last night fulfilling our wishes.
Yes, Game 7 tomorrow.
Is there anything better than a Game 7 in NHL playoffs? No.
No,
there isn't. In sports, the answer is no.
You're exactly right. It's awesome. Except if it's like 5-0 or something.
Well, yeah. But I'm talking
the
about
hype of getting going to
the game
yes.
starts. There's right. nothing better than the hype of a Game 7. And there's been so many Game 7s throughout Lord Stanley's Cup playoff history that you just lived up to the hype, too.
Yep.
And that's why it's the best. Because it seems like more often than not, you don't just get... I mean, let's just compare it right now, shall we? After watching Cleveland play the Celtics last night, is there any doubt in your mind at all? Not that there was even before that those two teams are going to end up, the Cavs and the Warriors are going to end up in the finals.
Well, of course. Not going to come back.
We've said that for four or five weeks now.
Everyone's been saying, just skip the playoffs them play each other.
That's my point.
But it's all about the money. Well, they can't skip playoffs either. But.
What were the Penguins ranked going in? What seed were they going into this?
I don't remember.
I think they were two, weren't they?
They were two.
And, hello, what were the Nashville Predators?
They were eight.
Now, that's what I'm talking about right there. Can you tell me the last time that happened in an NBA final where an eight seed even
Never.
Just made it?
Never.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And I'm not just bagging on basketball because I used to love watching the NBA back in the day. We've talked about this ad nauseum. It's just not the same product anymore.
Exactly.
But the NHL still delivers. As much as I hate a lot of the rule changes and the way the game has changed, it still delivers. So here we go. Game 7, Thursday night. Pens host the Ottawa Senators.
Okay, but let's talk about last night because the Penguins dominated the game.
I agree.
I mean, Craig Anderson made 45 saves.
That's a lot.
45 saves.
For those
and,
who don't
Murray
know,
made
a lot.
And Murray made 28.
And 28 is average.
2
I mean,
to
that's
1.
A...
45 saves on 46 shots. He let one goal in. Malkin had the only goal. And then...
And you might think to yourself, well, 2-1, that's three goals. That's not a lot of action. But there was a lot of action mm-hmm. in last night's game. There
yeah.
really was.
Exactly. 76 shots on net? I mean, that's a lot in a hockey game. A lot. But hot goaltender usually is who wins in these type of series, so we'll see. And you can't blame the Penguins goaltender. I mean, you can't blame him.
No.
You give up two goals, usually you'll at least be tied going into overtime, or you're going to win most of the time when you only give up two goals. Marc-Andre Fleury coming back for Game 7? No.
I don't think so.
No.
After reading more about this yesterday, I didn't realize the situation. Is,
yeah. Well, I mean,
actually,
a couple games ago, they called him the starter. They called Murray the starter.
Yeah, I don't think he is. And you know what? You gotta give it up. He played really well.
Mm-hmm. 28 saves on 30 shots. Not bad.
Matt Murray is not a slouch. There's no doubt. Okay. So anything else you want to say about this game or Game 7 Thursday?
No, we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
I think we're both going to agree that the Penguins are probably going to win. But anyway...
They should win, but we'll see.
I don't want them to. Red Wings sign unsigned free agent defenseman Libor Sulak to a 2-year entry-level contract, and it sounds like the Red Wings are in a situation they haven't been in since 1991. Their highest draft pick since 1991 coming up, and they're actually talking about trading up even higher. So, scouting meetings in full swing for the Red Wings right now. Preparing. Anything else you want to say about hockey before we move on?
No. And you already mentioned it, that the Cavaliers beat the Celtics last night. Exactly. Why are they even playing the series? LeBron James had 34 and Kyrie Irving had 42. And the Cavaliers just dominated the second half. They were actually down by 10 at halftime, but then dominated the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So game 5, which will be the last game of the series probably. It's in Boston. You never know. Game 5 tomorrow night. Are you going to watch that or are you going to watch a hockey game? Game 7 of a hockey game or game 5 of the Eastern Conference?
As the guy standing
basketball.
At the check-in counter at the airport with a cigarette lit in hand, replied to the question, smoking or non-smoking, sir? Take a wild guess.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right, let's take a break on that note.
No, let's do the NFL real quick.
Okay, the NFL. You got, we'll I didn't talk, know you had NFL news.
We'll talk. Well, there's a little bit. Odell Beckham Jr. apparently is now the richest NFL shoe deal in history.
Really?
I had it here. Five-year deal with $5 million a year. $25 million, yeah. That's a lot of money from a shoe company.
Yeah. Not as much as that ball guy from the NBA is going to get. $450 shoes. Give me a break. And Ezekiel Elliott has missed his second straight day of OTAs after being in a minor car accident.
He
suffered a hit to the head being evaluated. Second minor car accident. He had one right before the playoff game against the Packers.
Tidbit of Lions news. Caldwell replied. Did we talk about the whole Megatron spew?
No, we did
not. With the Lions,
we did talk about that, but we didn't talk about how he was at the Raiders OTAs. And there's a hint.
He is not
of a comeback. Yes, he is. He's there as like a special consultant.
Yeah, but
there's
he's not
a hint.
Back.
Oh, that'd be a good team. Team on the rise, Derek Carr, quarterback.
I know that Caldwell had made us... You know what, though? Now you're making me second-guess myself, because head coach Caldwell, Jim Caldwell, said he wants to help repair the relationship between Calvin Johnson and the Detroit Lions. And if you remember the conversation, it was a little bit... They left not on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're making me second-guess, because that's something that... Yeah, okay, I don't even go there now. Let's take a break.
The exact quote is, with Megatron in attendance, the Raiders wide receivers take notice.
No.
Calvin Johnson in a Raiders uniform.
We'll be right
with
back.
Marshawn Lynch.
Second half, I'm going to punch you. Second half coming up, Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
It's my favorite time of the year. Strawberry Fest at Big Boy Marquette. From salads to French toast, Big Boy has you covered. Dig into the delicious strawberry and blue cheese chicken salad, or move over to the strawberry and blue cheese chicken wrap, or the strawberries and cream French toast blockbuster. If you're craving waffles, the strawberry and Belgian waffle blockbuster. Fill up with strawberry goodness during Strawberry Fest at Big Boy.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Is it going to dry out for you in time?
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there tonight. You won't be.
Nope. Got to play at Black Rocks Brewery tonight, so we don't get done quite in time for me to do that.
Just a quick mention, too. The Lions do own his rights through 2019, so there'd have to be a trade if he played for the Raiders this year. They own his rights.
Can I continue with the Marquette?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Club 225-0721. This is the number. You can still find out about memberships. Plenty of time. Plenty in the course. Attest to how nice the course is right now. With
it
all
is
this rain.
Beautiful. I played last weekend. It's beautiful.
Craig and the boys have done an amazing job.
Yes.
And the greens are incredible on Heritage Inn.
Amazing.
I haven't actually been on Gray Walls yet, so.
I've heard, too. I haven't been out there yet.
All right, 225-0721. Okay, quickly here. Brewers lose. Tigers lose.
Brewers lose 4-3. I was very upset about this.
Tigers lost 6-2.
To the lowly Blue Jays, who are 20-26.
So do you think the Brewers are just coming back down to earth finally now?
Yes, because...
Do you think it's happening in front of our eyes?
Well, you're not going to mention the score that the Tigers lost 6-2?
I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Okay, yes, they're coming back down to earth. They are losing today right now. It was 8-1. Now it's 8-4 after a three-run shot by Santana. And the only scoring by the Brewers yet was another Broxton home run, so... They have 2 home runs, and the Blue Jays have 4 home runs. 4 home runs, including a grand slam.
I really thought Jimmy Nelson was going to hold him at bay.
But that was yesterday for Nelson. Today, different story. I didn't even know they had a day game. I couldn't believe it when I saw, what? I didn't know they were playing. And then I saw, it's not good. Today, pitching is Garza, and he had rough start. 7
Garza versus
hits.
Stroman, is that right?
Yeah, rough start.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's going to happen with the Tigers. Zimmerman definitely got roughed up. Let's be honest, he sucked yesterday. He did not look good. They finally, thanks to Mikey Matuk, snapped a 22 2/3 inning scoreless streak. with his home run. And that was about it.
Yeah. They didn't look good.
They did not look good.
No, they don't look good right now.
Daniel Norris tonight taking on Charlie Morton. Now, here, this will be an interesting matchup because Morton, even though he's 5-3, he has a 4.15 ERA.
I got 4.26.
And the kid living in a van down by the river is at 4.81.
Daniel Norris, he is living in a van down by the river.
So we'll see what happens tonight. I don't know. I think this is just... I don't even know what to say. It's a little disappointing, and I know you feel the same way about the Brewers at this point, too.
Even though they have a 1.5 game lead and they're in first place, they're going to lose today, probably. I mean, they're not going to come back. They might come back. They might hit 4 more home runs, because that's all they do, hit home runs.
Yeah, they live and die by the long ball. And what's going on? Eric Thames is hurt, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's playing today or not. He was hurt. He did play yesterday. He's been kind of, he's a calf injury, like day-to-day, like some game. I think he's been getting rested. So, he doesn't have any home runs today, I know that.
Mm.
He is playing. He's 0-2 so far. His batting average is out of 3.04 for the year.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
All right.
Good luck tonight. Not really.